This is All Things Considered on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. The Dayton police detective shot on Monday evening while serving a DEA task force search warrant has died. Detective George Del Rio and other DEA task force agents were serving the warrant at a residence on Ruskin Road in Dayton. There, they were met with gunfire as they descended into the basement of the home. Four adult males and a juvenile were apprehended, but not before Del Rio was shot twice in the face. A cache of weapons, guns, and money was confiscated from the home. Dayton police issued the statement of Del Rio's death just before 2:30 Thursday afternoon. Earlier in the day, hundreds of law enforcement officers lined the halls of Grandview Hospital in Dayton to pay their respects and say goodbye. The City of Dayton and the Dayton Police Department say they are heartbroken at Del Rio's passing. A 30-year veteran of the Dayton Police Force, Del Rio leaves behind his wife, Kathy, five daughters, three granddaughters, and another grandchild on the way. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley said the entire community mourns with Del Rio's family and colleagues and says we are all grateful for his service and heroism. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has ordered that all U.S. and Ohio flags be lowered to half-staff on all public buildings and grounds in Montgomery County, at the Ohio State House, and other locations in Columbus. Funeral services for Del Rio are expected to be held next week. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.